Welcome to the God's Heritage Hour. Join Natalie Diaz as she brings out the stories of men, women, and children who have made a difference while working in the background.
Je t'aime, t'es un beau, et t'es bien les bleus. And you have a tot call, I love you. The sounds are all as different as the lands from which they came. And though our words are all unique, our hearts are still the same.
What is the strength of a nation? It is none other than the contributions of individuals. The contribution of the individual members of our armed forces, of politicians, and the contribution of those who pick up the trash. Yet often unseen is the great contribution of praying women.
Love in every language, straight from the heart. Pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in every language, fluently spoken here.
In this program, you will hear the stories of men, women, and children that the world may have forgotten about, yet who are celebrated in heaven. I will introduce you to people who have made a difference while working unnoticed in the background. Whatever your faith, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, or even if you are an atheist, we all have our differences, but there are things that unite us as a human family. All of us love children, and all of us have a mother. In this program, we want to give them a voice. God has made all nations, and the gospel message is one for every part of the human family. This is why tonight, we will be sharing a word of encouragement in several languages. Welcome to God's Heritage, the Women's Hour. I am Natalie Diaz, your host. Thank you for joining us. For our fellow listeners who only speak the English language, I want to give to you the English rendition of what fellow believers who share the same vision as God's heritage will minister unto us in their native tongues. What we say here may be of very little importance. What we do here may very well have importance far beyond our feeble comprehension. In living out the Christian life, we can come to understand ourselves better and to respect others more. In this program, the prejudices of nationality, creed, race, or any other prejudice will lose their sharp edges. The distinctions which characterize us will become blurred, and the driving force of love will emphasize our universal membership in the family of men. Let us hope that when the history of the 21st century is written, the unification of purpose may be one of its achievements, and that somewhere in the grand scheme of things, the testimonies we will hear on this program will help inspire mankind to advance one step closer to the kingdom of God on earth. And now, let us continue our pilgrimage toward heaven. Now, I want to share the same to you in Spanish. But before I do, I want to interject that I have met quite a bit of people who are not Spanish or Hispanic in ethnicity or descent, and yet they speak this beautiful language fluently. Or even if you do not understand Spanish or even speak it, but you like how it sounds, this is for you. Lo que decimos aquí, a lo mejor no tenga mucha importancia. Lo que hacemos aquí, puede que tenga mucha más importancia de lo que nuestra mente pueda comprender. Al vivir la vida del cristiano, llegamos a un mejor entendimiento de nosotros mismos y aprendemos a cómo respetarnos los unos a los otros mejor. En este programa, los prejuicios de nacionalidad, credo, raza o cualquier otro prejuicio perderán la importancia. Las diferencias que nos caracterizan se verán borrosas y la fuerza del amor enfatizará nuestra membresía universal en la familia del hombre. Esperamos que cuando la historia del siglo XXI sea escrita, la unificación del propósito sea uno de sus éxitos y que en el gran esquema por el que existen todas las cosas, los testimonios que vamos a escuchar aquí ayuden a la humanidad a avanzar un paso más cerca al reino de Dios en la tierra. Y ahora continuemos nuestro peregrinaje hacia el cielo. As stated before, we are going to hear this message of hope in many languages. Of course, I do not speak that many languages, so we're going to listen to our affiliates at home and abroad, fellow believers who share the same vision. So, let us listen in the Tagalog-based official language of the Republic of the Philippines.
Ang sinasabi namin dito ay kakaunti ng kalagahan. Ang ginagawa namin dito, baka sakali may kalagahan, malayo lagpas ng aming mahinang pangunawa. Sa kinabubuhay ng aming Kristyanismo, kami sa kaunting panukat, dumating sa malay ng unawa sa sarili at sa mas mahusay na paggalang sa isa't isa. Dito sa broadcast, pagmatataas ng mga nasyonalidad, credo at lahi ay mabubura.
Notice, it does not matter if we cannot understand the language. We can all hear the cry of the soul and we can all tell the words of love. As we continue on, let us hear from one of our affiliates in India. In this region of India, they speak the language of Telugu.
మనం చెప్పేది చాలా తక్కువ ప్రాముఖ్యత. మనం ఇక్కడ చేసే పనికి మన బలహీనమైన అవగాహనకు మించిన ప్రాముఖ్యత ఉండి ఉండొచ్చు. అలాగే మన క్రైస్తవ మతాన్ని జీవించడంలో కొంతమేరకు మనల్ని మనం బాగా అర్థం చేసుకోవడంలో మరియు ఒకరినొకరు మరింత గౌరవించడం చాలా ప్రాముఖ్యమైనది.
India is the land of a billion people, a million gods, and of many languages. We have affiliates in different regions, so now we're going to hear from them in the Hindi language.
Hame ummeed hai ki jab 21vi sadi ka itihas likha jayega to uddeshya ka ekikaran iski uplabdhiyon mein se ek ho sakta hai.
As we continue on with the broadcast today, we will continue sharing this message of encouragement in several languages. Now, Let us hear it in Swahili from one of our affiliates in Kenya.
Kuunganisha kwa kusudi kunaweza kuwa mojawapo ya mafanikio yake. Mahali fulani katika mpango mkuu wa mambo. Naomba matangazo haya yasonge mbele wale ambao wame
House of Prayer has sent missionaries all across the globe. We have been to Asia, to Europe, to Central and South America. We have been to the Holy Land. We have been to Canada. And we have traveled from sea to shining sea, spreading this message of hope, of faith, of love. I hope that you can hear it. The same heartbeat, the same cry, the same longing and hunger for truth, for love, for peace, for happiness. But I want to let you know that these can only be fulfilled in God, for God is love. By now, I hope you can see that we are all one family, and that we all have questions. We all have had hurt, and we all have had joy. We have experienced the same feelings, the same emotions, the same heartaches. And we all wonder what's next. The future seems uncertain. But there is hope. There is still a light shining. It won't always be this way. One day, we will be all united under one umbrella of love. That's the promise of the Bible. In this program, we will interview people, ordinary people, who have done extraordinary things. But tonight, as we embark on this journey, I want to begin by giving you a glimpse of who I am and of my Christian journey. I consider myself an American born abroad. I grew up in the country of El Salvador, or like some will say, El Salvador. At the age of 14, I moved to the United States of America. And shortly after, I had the privilege to become an American citizen. I also had the honor of serving in the United States Air Force. It was there that the call of God became evident to me. I wanted to do all that I could to make a difference, even if it was in one person's life. Whether small or big, I had to help. There, I learned how vast and at the same time how small our world is. Different nations, languages, cultures, yet one common denominator. All souls eventually ask the same questions I was asking. What's the point? What's my purpose in being? Is there more to life than this? As we continue in this program, many of these questions will be answered. This is not a false promise. I want to assure you, there is a reality in God. I went on to Bible college, where I was further exposed to the cry of the souls of men. During my studies and hands-on training, I was able to gather so many valuable lessons, and I had life-altering experiences. I gained insight into many aspects of the ministry, from missionary journeys to nursing homes, from teaching young children to young adults, from pioneering churches to strengthening already established churches during revivals. My training was second to none. As I graduated and joined the House of Prayer Seminary alumni, I was leaving the seminary with this engraved in my soul. This is my favorite chapter in the Bible, and I want to read it to you. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. What I just read to you is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I love this chapter. I remember there was a time in my life when I read this chapter every morning before I headed to teach in my local church's day school. And without knowing it, I memorized it. Every time I did something, I was reminded that it didn't amount to anything unless I had the right intentions, unless I was giving without expecting anything in return, unless I was doing it in love. Love is the greatest. And anyone can tell when they are truly loved. I'd like to say that I gather from personal experience that love is more than a feeling. My listeners, tonight our program is a tribute and will always be a tribute to the God who is love, to the God who gave us this heritage, the heritage of godly praying women who inspire us to follow in their footsteps, to all who helped, inspired, and encouraged me along the way. Thank you. And to all who are making this program possible, thank you. And to God be all the glory. Next week, I will introduce to you a lady who has been a Christian for over 30 years. A lady that has been in many roles, a pastor's wife, a silent helper, a missionary, and I'd say she's quite a singer. I will interview Sister Pamela Robertson. She will give us a glimpse of what it's like to be a pastor's wife, what it's like to stand the test of time. Over 30 years in his service, in patient continuance, in well-doing. This is a lady who knows what it's like to be a wife, a mother, a helper, who knows how to endure in the face of adversity, and how to cleave to faith and hope.
Love in every language, straight from the heart, pulls us all together, never apart. And once we learn to speak it, all the world will hear. Love in every language, fluently spoken.
We invite you to share your testimony about how God is moving through the power of prayer. You may call the 24-hour toll-free prayer line at 1-866-414-PRAY. That's 1-866-414-7729.